I'm gonna murder this thing. So I've been working for 12 hours straight, and it's too late to go to the gym. It's too late to, I don't know. The only thing, the only thing I can do is podcast and maybe watch some TV or something. The family's asleep. And I go to fire up my Windows laptop, which is what I record on. And it's like, hey, I need to do like a half hour's worth of software updates. And then I'm going to bug you and nag you about all these things that you don't care about when all you want to do is record a podcast. This is why I can't use Windows full time. I would love to not be so Apple dependent, but just Windows is such a horrible experience to use day to day. I wanted to talk about a backpack today, or tonight, I guess. So I have been, because I've been working so much, usually I will just go to the office. But now that we have the cabin, it's like, hey, I could just go to the cabin, hole up, and survive, and write a bunch of code, have some focus time, and it's awesome. This is probably obvious for anything, but when you put yourself into new situations, you realize like, hey, my whatever is not prepared for this sort of situation. I don't have the gear for this. Like if you try to go snowboarding and you don't have the right pants or, you know, whatever it is. And the cold is especially like this, where if you don't have the right gear, you can be really miserable. My backpack that I use every day broke on me. And I was like, I don't know what to do because this was a free backpack, but I really liked it. So it's not like I can just go buy a replacement. And it's got this like PVC coating. So it's kind of got this like weatherproof feel to it. And like this plasticky rubbery feel to it. And I really like that for some reason. So I started looking for a backpack. And what I was looking for really was like something that I could like stuff maybe 2 to 3 days worth of clothes in with my laptop, with a tablet, like with my chargers. And then I can like walk, basically trek to the cabin, which is about a mile from the gate. So the idea is I park at the gate, I walk, and then if I need to get out, we use the snowmobile. But the first initial walk is always, you know, 15, 20 minutes. So I wanted a backpack that was weatherproof, that was big, but not like huge, not like a backpacking backpack, if you know what I mean. And so I was looking around and, you know, all the sort of usual suspects of the like more recent hipster brands like Cotopaxi or whatever. I saw some North Face ones when I was in Switzerland that I thought were pretty cool, but they just kind of were, they didn't have the kind of compartments that I wanted. It was a little not, I don't know. It didn't quite check all the boxes. And then I stumbled upon, I looked up this brand that I used to work with a lot, which is called Timbuktu, and they're out of San Francisco. They primarily started as like kind of a messenger bag, for bike messengers in San Francisco. So their stuff just stands the test of time. And I've had their stuff, before. So I was like, well, what do they have? And they had literally the perfect bag. I could not have designed a more perfect bag, which is crazy. It's got this like roll top to it. So I can just like stuff and stuff and stuff. So I could fit like 3-4 days if I'm really pushing it. I actually, when I went up to the cabin this weekend, I actually put an entire gallon of water in my backpack and trekked up to the cabin. And it's got this cool little side pocket area where you slide your laptop in and out. So normally, like, you would open up your big cavernous thing, and then there'd be another compartment inside that cavernous thing for the laptop. Well, this, the laptop sleeve, or not even sleeve, but the little laptop pocket is direct access. So you pack all your shit, like your clothes and stuff, and those can just stay put. You don't have to rummage around that stuff. You just pull your laptop out. It's freaking awesome. I just like, I can't say enough good things about this stupid backpack. And when you have the right gear, it just makes your life better. And so I was, it, one of the things that also happens when we go to the cabin is like we have this toboggan that we carry behind our snowmobile, and the snowmobile just kicks snow onto the toboggan. So it really sucks for the dogs if we have like groceries that shouldn't get wet. Not that the snow is like melting, but it can kind of be just annoying. So, I recorded this video of me on the snowmobile, and then I noticed, or I think a friend pointed it out to me, and was like, dude, check out your backpack. It's like all that snow is just washing off. And that's because it has this coating and it has like its actual own rain jacket. So anyways, highly recommend, if you're like maybe not wanting one of the hipster brands, and I guess Timbuktu is a hipster brand. I've never heard of anyone talk about it, but like my inner circle, but, super awesome bag, weirdly perfect for my needs of snowmobiling up to a cabin. And with that, I'll let you go. Bye.